Hello.
Hello, George?
Yes, sir. How you doing? Hello?
Hello, George?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. I'm sorry about that. This is Kevin with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. Let me turn my phone up. Maybe that's what it is.
Okay.
Hello again?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Are you from this commercial finance division?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, I'm George McCormick, and what I want to do is put in a vegetable farm, and I was needing some money. So you may just go ahead and fill out this application that I'm looking at right now. And
well, you know, I'll send you a better one.
Okay.
There is a, give me one second here, sir. There is a 16-digit reservation code on that form, and I'm trying to get to the proper page here so I can get that from you and punch it in and make sure that I get your email address, and I'll email you
a
better form, and then I have a couple other items that I'll need from you. So do you currently own a farm, or do you have a business in place?
Well, I'm just starting one up. I've got 10 and a half acres out there at Wilson. That's 21 miles from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got to do something with it. So I'm going to put in a vegetable farm and do a little landscaping.
Okay. But do you own any type of business right now?
No, I'm retired.
Okay.
So.
So what we would have to
do what now?
I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, sir.
I decided, well, as long as I'm able to work, I'm going to work, so.
Okay. So as far as this money and this loan, we're commercial banks, so we only write business loans.
Right.
So what I can do, I can give you my direct phone number. And then once you have the business set up, you know, once you either incorporate or you set up the business license as a sole proprietor, then we can put the loan together for you. But until we have that part done, we can't really move forward with any of the other process. I'm guessing we probably sent the offer for your previous business.
Yeah.
Okay. And that happens from time to time. I apologize for that, but, you know, it's still a good thing because, you know, we can still do this for you. We just have to have the new business in place first.
Yeah. Well, I've got the tractor already. And
so did you pay cash for the tractor?
No, it's financed.
Now, did you finance that personally, or did you have
specifically
for a tractor, it would have to be a business loan, but
yeah.
How did you manage to get a personal loan on the tractor?
Well, it's on a business loan. That's what it's on.
Okay. Now, what business is that under?
I have South 40 out there at Wilson. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay. So we can use that business for this loan.
Okay.
Yeah, we can do that. Not a problem. I just... that's why I'm glad that I kind of asked that, because
yeah.
We would love to do business with you. I just have to make sure there's a business in place. So yeah, I mean, we can put this under that business, even if it's a little bit different than what you're going to be doing down the road, if you're going to separate the two businesses between the farm and the current business. But, you know, we can definitely do this under the current business. That reservation code, so it's a 16-digit reservation code. Do you see it?
Okay, yes, sir. I see it here on the bottom of the check. The 2311-4201-0002-1118. Is that it?
Yes, sir. George McCormick right here.
Right.
Okay.
And my address is 5740 36th Street, Lubbock, Texas, 79407.
I got it here. Okay, I'm sorry. What is the name of that business?
South 40.
South 40, okay. And what is the best phone number for you, sir?
806-797-2729.
2729, okay. And your email address?
It's gbmccormick at southernlink.net.
Southernlink?
Southernlink.
I'm sorry, say that again, sir. I'm sorry.
Southernlink.
Sudden or Southern?
Sudden. S-U-D-D. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, E-N.
Okay. Link.net. Is that correct? .net?
.net, right.
Okay. Okay, now are you in front of the computer now, sir? Are you able to receive emails?
Do what now?
Where you are? Are you in front of your computer, or can you receive an email
at
this point, maybe through your phone, or? Okay.
I'm not familiar with that computer. Let me get my wife in here.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on just a second.
No problem.
Hang, come here with me. Get on the computer. Okay, we're starting to be. He wants to do something on the computer. Is that adjusted right?
No.
Okay, I'll adjust it.
Hello, George?
Yes, sir.
Do you have your 2000? Okay.
Do what now?
Do you have your 2015 tax return completed for that company?
Completed for? Yes, sir. I do.
Okay. Perfect. And how much are you looking for?
$35,000, if I can get it.
Okay.
And how long will you finance that for?
Typically 24 months.
24 months? Ooh.
The reason being is it's a cash loan.
Yeah.
So it's essentially unsecured, uncollateralized. Unlike that tractor where they're going to use that tractor as collateral until the loan's paid off, this is just a cash loan. If we were financing, say, that tractor, we could go out probably up to 10 years if you wanted to, but on the cash loans, we can't go out that far just because there's no collateral. You basically are getting the money deposited, and you do with it as you wish.
If I take some of the money to pay the tractor off, can we still do this for 10 years?
I can look at that. Once you send the information, I'll take a look at that. That's a possibility. But how is it a new tractor? How much do you owe, and what is it worth?
Well, it's got 1 hour on this tractor. It's brand new.
Okay.
It's a 2015. It's a Kubota.
Okay. Good stuff.
It's brand new. It has 1 hour on it.
And what was the cost new?
Huh?
What was the cost new?
New, around $18,000.
Okay. And how much do you think you owe on it currently?
Oh, 13,000, let's see, $13,317.30.
Okay. So yes, I will definitely look at that option. Did you guys receive that email yet, sir?
She's getting it up now.
Okay.
Here, I'll let you talk to her while she's on it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so what would you like for me to do?
Well, I just wanted you to make sure that you received the email, but the email actually just bounced back, so I'm going to try to resend it. I might have mistyped it. I have GB McCormick at FedInLink.net. That's correct? Okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let me resend it and see if I can't get this to you. And that's MCCORMICK.
Right.
And FedInLink, is that 2 Ds or 1 D?
Two.
Oh, this is very strange. FedInLink.net. Okay, let's try again.
Sometimes this thing's more trouble than it's worth.
I know, I know. It's G and then B as in boy.
That's George and Beverly
Okay.
McCormick.
Okay, it looks like it went through this time. Still nothing, huh?
No, nothing.
Ah, oh, shoot, it bounced back again. Does there happen to be a space in McCormick in the email?
No, huh? No.
Okay. How about this? Can I try giving you my email, and maybe you can send me an email, and if I get it, I can just respond to it?
Okay.
My email is K, and
okay,
then...
Hang on a second. So that'd be up there at the top. Let's see. It's saying that I need a new password or whatever. Okay. Okay, it's K.
And then B like boy.
Okay.
I. C is in cat. E like elephant. So K byte.
Okay.
At bank.
Okay.
Of OF.
Wait just a second. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Okay, now, okay. Okay. At what was the rest of it now?
Bank, B-A-N-K,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Of, O-F, Cardiff, and that's C as in cat, A, R, D like dog, I, F as in Frank, F as in Frank, .com.
.com, okay. Okay. Okay, bank.com. Oh, it just went into your, I did something wrong because it went into Google and it called it up down there at the bottom. Let's see. Let me send you an email. This is ridiculous. I don't come in here enough to do this. My handphone has got me spoiled. Password.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to try to send it to me from your phone email?
Yeah, I could do that. Probably easier than this. Hang on, let me get my phone.
Okay.
All this keeps giving me is reset to password reset.
Password.
Yeah, it says I've got to reset my password. Okay, let me see now if I can get this. Okay, so I'm going to send you a... So do I send you a message? Is that what I do? No, email, okay. Okay, and this is going to... Wait a minute, baby, you're shaking me. K, Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay. Bankofcard.com. Okay, I'm seeing this. What's wrong with you now?
Says I'm not a robot.
I see that. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why it's not wanting to send. Send.
Didn't we take that off the phone?
Mm-mm.
We didn't?
Mm-mm.
You wrote the password down or something. Didn't you?
Honey, I'm not thinking about that right now. I'm thinking about this other thing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time, we're more efficient than this. Not letting me send it.
No. So it's kbice at bankofcardiff.com?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I've got typed in here. And then when I hit send, it won't do anything. Oh. Okay, it's just not letting me do it.
Okay.
My computer again, I guess.
Can I put you on hold for just a second?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hello, ma'am?
Yes,
I'm not sure. I don't know what to do at this point. I'm going to try and find another way to get this to you. Do you guys have another email by any chance?
No, that's the only one. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try a couple different ways to get it to you, and then I'll give you guys a call back.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, bye.